From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Vanessa Trump, the wife of Donald Trump Jr., was hospitalized early Monday as a precaution after opening a letter containing an unidentified white powder. Initial tests indicate the substance was not dangerous. The daughter-in-law of President Trump opened the letter, which was addressed to her husband, at their apartment in New York City. Police say she felt ill after opening the letter and called 911. They said she was coughing and felt nauseous. Officials said a decontamination unit went to the apartment, which is in Midtown Manhattan. President Trump on Monday unveiled his long-awaited $1.5 trillion plan to tackle the nation's crumbling infrastructure. He met with state and local officials to discuss the initiative. He said the plan aims to turn $200 billion in federal funds and another $1.3 trillion or more in state and corporate investments into a 10-year plan to fix America's roads, bridges, railways, and other infrastructure. Observers say it is not known whether Congress will approve the plan. President Trump sent a $4 trillion-plus budget request to Congress that includes money to pay for a southern border wall and to increase spending on the military. It's projected to increase the federal deficit, however, by more than $1 trillion. Even the White House budget director, Mick Mulvaney, acknowledged this week that if he were still in Congress, he would not vote for the legislation. But he told CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday that his job now is to try to get the president's agenda passed. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has begun a five-nation visit to the Middle East. He's now in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. He says the United States supports Egypt's fight against the Islamic State, but he emphasized Monday that the U.S. wants free and fair elections in Egypt. He was also asked about relations between the U.S. and North Korea.
It's too early to judge. As we've said for some time, it's really up to the North Koreans to decide when they're ready to engage with us in a sincere way, a meaningful way. They know what has to be on the table for conversations. We've said for some time that I think it's important that we're going to need to have some discussions that precede any form of negotiation.
Tillerson met with Egypt's President El-Sisi at the presidential palace before heading to the airport and continuing on to Kuwait, Lebanon, Jordan, and Turkey. The United States wants detained foreign fighters being held by U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces to be turned over to face justice in their home countries. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is expected to raise the issue during a meeting in Italy with other members of the coalition fighting IS in Iraq and Syria. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco has more now.
Mattis
from Rome.
Arrived in Rome for talks on the war against the Islamic State terrorist group and what to do with thousands of detainees being held by the Syrian Democratic Forces, the SDF. Hundreds are foreign fighters, and Mattis is expected to tell defense ministers from the coalition fighting the IS they must take responsibility for the foreign fighters from their countries. Foreign fighters will not be the only issue discussed at the Rome meeting, with 13 of his coalition counterparts. He said that the battle to eradicate IS is ongoing.
There are numerous questions right now about what's next as we go forward. First mission, finish off ISIS physical caliphate. That is still underway. The fight's not over against ISIS. It's not over. It goes on. There's been tough fighting the last week with ISIS.
Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday he has had talks with the United States about the possibility of annexing Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. But in a rare note of discord between the staunch allies, the White House said his claim was false. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.